It's that time of the year, Guy Santelli. The cold weather hitting now. We're going to see temperatures in the 40s over the weekend. So a lot of people cranking up the furnace and the space heaters and all that stuff. But on the fall list of things to do, you got to make sure those things are safe.
Yeah, you want to make sure that now that we're turning on our furnaces, you want to make sure that they're being vented properly. Whether you have a most homes today now have a high efficiency furnace with the two tubes going out, the one intake and one exhaust. You want to make sure that those are clear of debris, and then you're also going to want to have a registered a furnace guy come in and check out your furnace for you too. You want to make sure that is burning cleanly and directly to the outside, and you're not emitting any unnecessary CO into your home. The other thing that people are starting to do too is fire up their fireplaces.
Yeah, that's true.
Putting some logs in the fireplace, and if you haven't used that since last year, you may have a lot of creel and crustaceans up in your chimney, and it's probably a good idea to hire a chimney sweep and have your chimney cleaned so you can start out the year with a clean and free-burning chimney so that stuff goes right up and out of your house.
So are there a lot of chimney sweeps in the area, Guy, that you... Because that's not a profession that's well-publicized, you know?
No, and you know, we talk about this every year, and I think there's one local guy in Racine, and I know that there's a bunch of guys in Milwaukee area, but local to Kenosha, I don't know if there's a chimney sweep guy local to Kenosha
Guy, there's economic opportunity there for someone who is looking for a gig. He'd have the entire city at his beck and call, at least the entire city with fireplaces. But yeah, it's a good thing to get checked out. Now, they have these logs that you can buy. I've seen these on the interweb and on TV. I just don't know how effective they are, that if you burn these logs, it'll clean up your fireplace.
Yeah, you know, they say if you burn one of those logs that the chemical goes up, it dries out the creel and all the ash, and then the ash is supposed to drop. They do work, but they only work for about the first 5 or 6 feet because that heat from that log isn't enough to get up into the entire chimney. So it's cleaning the bottom half of your chimney, or maybe the bottom third of your chimney, but it's not really cleaning the entire chimney. And a lot of people's theory is well, if I burn 3 or 4 of those,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah,
the heat will get up high enough. All you're going to do there is create a lot of smoke,
right? And then you got a bigger problem.
As long as your flue is working properly, the smoke is going to go up and out, but that heat never really gets to where it needs to get to up high to clean those. So the best way is to have a chimney sweep come and scrape those sidewalls of your chimney and get it cleaned out properly.
So, it's a good idea. You should have it done. It's something a lot of people probably, fireplace owners, maybe they don't think about it very often. And again, I'm thinking a huge economic opportunity for someone in the Kenosha area. I don't know if there's certification involved or what kind of training is involved to be a chimney sweep, but seems like there would be a huge demand for that kind of activity. So,
Pete, it looks like a nice side job for you.
There you go, a little side hustle.
I don't know, Pete, if I could do the Cockney accent, though, that a chimney sweep has to have.
Is that a requirement, too?
I've been told. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Guy Santelli, Kenosha Fire Prevention. If folks have questions about any of the stuff we talk about, how do they get a hold of you guys?
We're always available in the office at 262-653-4110, or check us, all of our information out on our webpage, Kenosha.org, and click on the Fire Department Fire Prevention Bureau. And we have a whole bunch of links there to help you, and public education for the kids, too.
Awesome. And who knows? Somebody get a hold of Gateway and set up a chimney sweep program. We need to do that.